a mighty God. He's a glorious God. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we've come to worship Him. We've come to bless Him. We've come to glorify Him. We've come to magnify Him. Hallelujah. Don't stop. Keep praising Him. Come on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we bless Him this morning. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord in this house. Bless the Lord. Everybody, lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Bless Him this morning. Come on, those of you that are watching in Phoenix, stand up and bless the Lord. Those of you that are watching by way of live stream, stand up in your room, stand up in your lounge, and bless the Lord. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's an all-powerful God. Come on, He's worthy. He's worthy of all your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, just one more time. Come on, all that you've got, all that's within you. Hey, hey. Praise God, praise God. High five somebody this morning and tell them, I serve a mighty God. Come on, look at somebody this morning and tell them, you serve a mighty God. Amen. You may be seated this morning. If you have your Bibles, I want you to quickly get out your Bibles. If you have pens and papers, I want you to get out your pens and papers. I want you to write. I want you to take notes, whether it's on your iPad, your iPhone, or whatever. Write a scripture or two. Get into the habit of writing down whatever God is saying to you as He quickens it to your heart this morning. Can I get an amen? I don't want anybody sleeping in church. I don't want anybody with their hands folded in church. I don't want anybody yawning. If you're yawning, you better not dare let me catch you yawning. No, I'm coming for you this morning. I'm coming. I want more of God on the inside of all of us this morning. Can I get an amen? So I want to encourage you. I want you to write down. Take whatever the Holy Ghost says, I want you to write. Can I get an amen? 1 Thessalonians 1:5. I want to just read a couple of scriptures to you this morning as I minister on the power of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in, talk to me this morning, Durban Christian Center, but also in, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the word of God. It is the word of God. I can't hear you in this church this morning. It is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4 says, and my speech and my preaching were not worth persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 tells us, but you shall receive. I can't hear you this morning. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power? Ephesians 3:7 says, of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace given to me by the effective working of His power. By the effective working of His power. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the according to the, where is that power that works in us? According to the, that works in us. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 and verse 8 says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Isaiah 9 and 6, lost scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you that we serve a mighty God. We are mindful this morning that all power belongs to you. You are all powerful. You are all majestic this morning. All the power is yours. All the might is yours. All the dominion is yours. All the authority is yours. And we worship you. I pray today that your glory and your power would be made manifest in this place. I want to thank you that anything that opposes you shall be taken down by the might of your power. Every high and exalted thought, anything that is contrary to you and your kingdom, in the name of Jesus, we pull it down today and render it null and void and powerless. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that every man and every woman in this place watching by way of live stream is empowered in you, like the prophet of old who said, it's not by our power nor by our might, but by the power of Almighty God on the inside of us. Let there be a manifestation of the power of God. Let there be a manifestation of the might of God. Let our marriages be strengthened in your power. Let our businesses be strengthened in your power. Let our thinking be strengthened by your power. Let everything we do be sustained by the power of God. We don't want any other power unless it's the power of God. Right now, Father, we terminate the powers of darkness in this place as we declare Jesus is the Christ, is the Lord. Jesus today is the anointed one, and I thank you that it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks the yoke of every bondage. Right now, we come against the powers of darkness that have come to bind people in this place. I bind every work of darkness. I come against seducing spirits. I come against lying spirits. I come against the powers of false doctrines in the name of Jesus. I come against deceiving spirits. Every power in that realm of darkness right now, I come against the powers of habits and vices that would control minds and would control our thinkings in the name of Jesus. I declare this atmosphere to be a righteous atmosphere. I declare that in this atmosphere, Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord of Lords. I declare that in this domain, in this heavenly realm right now, that the power of God is unleashed. I declare your power come upon marriages. Your power come upon families. Your power come upon people today. Every shackle of the enemy is broken. I come against the powers of darkness that manifest with passivity and complacency and a flippancy and a casualness when it comes to God in the name of Jesus. But I thank you that there is a power here today that will bring back the fear of God. I thank you that there is a power here today that will bring back the hunger for God and a thirsting for God. I thank you that there is a power here today, my God, that will give you priority, that we put you as number one on our list today. I thank you that there is a power here that is made manifest, my God, with regards to our attitude towards you and the things of God. Oh, Father, let there be the power of God, unleashed in this place. Mighty God, you are our El Gibor, the prevailing one, the champion, the all-powerful one. And we declare sickness has no place because of the power of God. Every form of bondage has no place because of the power of God. I thank you that there is the power of God for us to prosper, to prosper. Let the power of God come into the way that we do business. Let the power of God dictate to us how we do business. Oh, we will not compromise. We will not give in to the spirit of corruption that is over this land. But in the name of Jesus right now, I thank you that, Lord, we have a standard of righteousness. I thank you that there is the power. There is the power of God to do things the right way. There is the power of God to live holy lives. There is the power of God to live pure and undefiled lives. There is the power today that will change our thinking. There is a power today that will change our mentality. There is a power here today that will shift the way we see you, that will shift the way that we see your kingdom, that will shift the way that we do the work of the kingdom. I thank you this morning that we are men and women who are empowered by the Spirit, moved upon by the Spirit. Today, I thank you, we terminate every form of fleshliness and carnality. We declare this morning, my God, that immaturity shall not have its place in our hearts, but in the name of Jesus, that you will raise us up in the might and in the power of God. I thank you for this today in Jesus' name. If you believe that, give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to get ready for the power of God to come upon you. I want you to get ready for the power of God to come upon your thinking, upon the way that you worship, upon the way that you give, upon your relationship with your wife and your husband. I want you to get ready for the power of God to come upon. We need an encounter with the power of God. There are too many of us who are relying on our flesh, and we want to do it in our strength and in our might. But I'm here to tell you today, what you do, you will never be able to do it in the power of your strength, in the power of your might. What we need to do and what we can do when it comes to the kingdom and the things of God, we can only do if we rely on the power of God. Can I get an amen? Isaiah, in Isaiah 9 and 6, calls him Mighty God. The Hebrew word for that is Gibor, G-I-B-B-O-R. Write that down, Gibor. That means he's the prevailing one. That means he's the all-powerful one. That means he is the champion, undisputed, undefeated champion of all champions. I want you to know this morning that we don't have to crank up a generator to help God with his power. He is power all by himself. As a matter of fact, when God stands, there is nobody that is his equal. There is nobody that is his rival. There is nobody that can match the power of God. You can muster up all the power of the forces of darkness, and you would still come way, 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 way short compared to the power of God. I've often spoken about it. When you walk into a dark room and you flip a switch, there isn't a 10-minute battle this way and that way. And then finally, after 10 minutes of struggling, light overcomes darkness. But when you flip the switch, immediately, instantaneously, light overwhelms darkness. And I want to tell you this morning, family of God, those of you that are watching by way of live stream, that is how it is with the power of God. There is no dilly-dallying when it comes to the power of God. There is no extra generators that we need to plug in, that heaven needs to plug in, that the earth needs to supply heaven with. No, the power of God is instantaneous, and it has the ability to override every other power. power. It has the ability to override every other form of power out there in this world. Can I get an amen? When you look at the Bible, you will see from Genesis to Revelation, without a doubt, without a doubt, you see the power of God manifested. I don't think there's any Bible character, whether it be Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, whether it be Samuel, whether it be Daniel in the lion's den, whether it be Ezekiel, Isaiah, whether it be the minor prophets, Amos, Obadiah, Habakkuk, there was not a single Bible character that did not encounter the power of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus came upon the scene of time, his ministry was enveloped with power. He was born supernaturally. It took supernatural power for a virgin woman to conceive. And then, what do we notice about Jesus? He comes to the River Jordan. He is baptized in that water. The heavens open. There is a voice. The Father begins to affirm his Son, begins to affirm his ministry. And a dove descends upon Jesus. And then when you look at Luke 4, it says there, and Jesus being filled with the Spirit. Now he goes into the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights. He is fasting and the enemy comes against him. And he begins to speak the word of God. And then after those 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says he now comes back in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The first place he goes to is to church. That's where he goes. He goes to a synagogue. That would be a church for you and me. The first place Jesus goes to is to church. I feel really sorry for people who don't believe in the church today. Don't see them in church. Have nothing to do with church. I want to tell you, if Jesus thought it necessary to be in church, how much more you and I? Oh, well, Pastor, I'm looking for the perfect church. Unfortunately, the moment you join, the church becomes imperfect. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I said, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You thought you were all put together, but the moment you came to church, you caused the church to be imperfect. Why? Because we're all imperfect. That's what I'm saying. We're all imperfect. The reason why you don't go to church is because you are still immature. Immaturity. Can I tell you one of the major characteristics of an immature person? Easily offended. If you are easily offended, you're actually advertising the fact that you are immature. Hello? Don't get offended now. Some people are getting offended right there. It's a sign of your immaturity. Sis on you, when you've been serving God for 30 years and 40 years and you know more scriptures than everybody put together. Come on, don't look at me like that this morning. If Jesus thought it necessary to be in church, it was in church. He opens up the scroll. Where did his ministry start? Right there in church. Right there in church, he was activated in the supernatural. Right there, he found his purpose and his destiny. Can I tell you something? You want to know what your purpose is in life? You want to know what your calling is in life? You will find it in church. You will find it in church. If you're going to clap, give the Lord a proper clap offering. I only know church. Ever since I was born again, I knew church, and I didn't know all the churches. I didn't know any other church. I only had eyes for this church, the Durban Christian Center. Now, I couldn't wait for Sunday to come that I could get to church. Whether I played the drums or not was by the way. I wanted to get to church because, man, anything happened in church. Anything was possible in church. When Pastor Freight preached, anything could happen. You didn't know which way he was going to go. One minute he's going here, then he's going there. And then before he came on, there was somebody else that would come and take the kite and make the kite fly high. Sister Nell. Hallelujah. I've often heard Pastor Fred almost moaning at her, saying, now you took the kite so high. What am I supposed to do with this kite? How much higher can I take the kite? And she would say, well, I made the wave, now ride the wave. But anything happened. Anything could happen. Anything was possible. I was raised up in that atmosphere that anything could happen, and the power of God was right there. The power of God for what? The power of God to heal. The power of God to save. The power of God to change. The power of God to deliver. Hallelujah. That's how we were brought up. The power of God to prosper. Oh, but you don't know the economy. Well, why don't you dig yourself a bunker and go underground and put your baked beans and your water and all of that and lie down there and wait in fear. Wait in fear. Listen, if the atomic bomb goes off, what's the worst that can happen? You die and you be with Jesus. Why must I dig a bunker when there's three people left in the world and I must go in the bunker and live off rations and that, when I can just instantaneously be evaporized and be in the presence of God? I mean, everything we do on this earth is for Jesus. We clap for Jesus. We sing for Jesus. We preach about Jesus. Now when we die, we don't want to die. We'd rather be in a bunker. Doesn't make sense. But the ministry of Jesus was wrapped up in power. He opens up the scroll, speaks what he says, and then from there he goes to Capernaum to another church. Hallelujah. I'm rubbing it in this morning. Bump your neighbor and say, he's rubbing it in this morning. Now, I've really got to just talk to people about floating around and we don't belong to any church and we just love God. How? Listen, if you love God, you'll love his people. And if you love his people, you'll want to be with his people. Don't come and preach rubbish and hogwash, man. Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not. I agree with you. We're not perfect. We have many weaknesses. We have many inconsistencies. But at least I'm in church. At least you're in church. At least I'm committed. The Bible says we're like trees that are planted in the house of God. This is where you are planted. And where you are planted, you will grow. Listen, I know so many people that are unplanted and they're like a thin little twig, a brown, there's no green leaves, there's no fruit, there's no life. They're just barely hanging on for dear life. Because why? Because they're not planted in church. Anyways, let me go on. He's in Capernaum and he begins to preach, and what happens? Somebody who is needing an encounter with the power of God manifests. How many of you know that demons come to church as well? Oh, we think about deliverance service, and we think about, you know, people in really, 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 really third world countries. But we need deliverance here. The most dangerous place that any Christian can be in is when they've just had an encounter with God, and now I'm okay until 10 years down the road. We think we can go from one encounter that will last us 10 years. Listen, when you've just had an encounter, the next hour, there's another encounter. The moment we lose that hunger and that thirst, that's a dangerous place to be in. Hello? I know I'm stirring people up here this morning, but I want to challenge you. Come on. Some of us come in here at 8:45. Why? I don't want to worship. Sis on you, man. Sis on you. You used to worship when you were trusting God and believing God for a miracle, and you needed the blessing of the house and you needed the pastors to pray. Now that you are blessed, oh, we don't come for the worship now. I just come for the word, Pastor. No, you just come for the word. You know why? Because you have backslidden, actually. You're so carnal and fleshly. You know, if Jesus had to stand in front of you, you wouldn't even recognize him. Come on, I want to challenge you here this morning. It's so easy. I've got to challenge myself. It's so easy to become complacent. It's so easy to become flippant with God. And we lose the fear of God. We don't even raise our hands up anymore. Some of you came in, you were yawning during worship. You were yawning while we were praying. You know why? You've lost the fear of God. And we become what the Bible says, where we have a form of godliness, but we deny the power of God. Come on. We do humanity the hugest of a disservice when we preach a powerless gospel. I may as well be in the Rotary Club. I may as well be in the Bingo Club. I may as well be in the Coffee Club. If all I'm going to do is have coffee and what's those things called? Rusks. Omar biscuits. What are they called? Yeah. Let's have coffee with Omar biscuits. We're not in some club. Come on. We're not in some club. But Paul did not preach a powerless gospel. Jesus demonstrated the power of God. He cast out that devil from that impure person. They said, we haven't heard. We haven't seen such a thing in church. Come on. We got to be careful, man. We got to be careful that we don't become complacent and everything becomes ritualistic and we lose our heart. We just give lips of hallelujah, amen. And meantime, you're thinking about this, that, the other, and your heart is far from God. I've got to keep checking myself. I've got to keep saying, come on, come on, John, press in. Come on, come on. That was yesterday. You had an encounter yesterday. You encountered the power yesterday. What about right now? What about when you get home? What about tonight? What about tomorrow morning? What about lunchtime tomorrow? What about next week? Every day there is a place to have an encounter with God. When you back up from God, you know what happens? Demons back into your life. When you back away from God, demon spirits come into that space that you occupied with God. Are you listening to me this morning? If you're not encountering the power of God, you're encountering some other power. Hello? Oh, you think it's all nice, nice. The devil's out to take you, man. He's out to take your children. He's out to take your business. He's out to take your children's children. When you back away from God, demon spirits come in. Oh, this is nice space. This is territory that they once had in God, but they've lost it in God. Come on. And then there's bondages that come. Our minds become thwarted. We start to think foolishly. We speak foolishly. We talk all garbage. And we don't realize what we spew out there has the power to come back and hurt us. And if it doesn't get to you, it comes to your children. Oh, I'm preaching real good this morning. Well done, Pastor John. I'm preaching real good this morning. I'm preaching real good. Now, don't come and ask the pastor to pray for your sick child. You better back into God. You better occupy. You've allowed demon spirits to put something over your mind. You've allowed seducing spirits to come in and lie and twist the truth. You better be pressing into the kingdom of God every day. You say, Pastor, do we ever stop? Yes, you do stop. One day. One day. Either when we put you 6 feet under the ground, or should Jesus tarry, he comes. Mortality puts on immortality. We take on that glorified bodies, and then we'll just be constantly in the presence of God. But until such time, I said until such time, as long as you are wrapped up in this body of flesh and you have all things coming at you, you've got to be pressing in all the time. You've got to make sure that your heart doesn't get lazy in God, that you don't get lethargic, that you don't get complacent. You better make sure that you don't lose the fear of God. You better come into church half an hour and begin to pray up and down. Come and create an atmosphere in this place. When it's time for worship, you better take both hands out of your pocket and lift your hands. You better close your eyes. Don't worry about what Joe's doing and what Sally's doing and what Sue's doing. You close your eyes and you lift up your heart and you press in to the God of all gods, to the King of all kings. Hallelujah. 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 We serve a mighty God. Come on in this place. I don't know why you'd want to dabble with other powers. I don't know why you'd want to dabble with other realms. You know what? Can I tell you something? A lot of us don't want the power of God because it offends. Jesus' ministry was controversial. His ministry, I'm not saying that we have to be foolish and stupid. And I'm not saying that we have to be irrelevant in our world. We have to be relevant, by golly, man. We have to be relevant. But we need the power of God to demonstrate God in us. How else? How else are you going to challenge economic poverty? How else are you going to challenge sickness? How else are you going to challenge adultery and pornography and lust? Lest it be by the power of God. Very quiet in this Episcopalian church this morning. Hallelujah. We're not like the world. I said we are not like, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Hallelujah. Some of you looking at me like I'm mad. I am mad. I'm crazy for Jesus. No, my job is to take us across the Jordan, like I've said many times, into the land that flows with me. And if I've got to drag you by your toenails, that's what I'm here to do. If I've got to drag you by your skirt, I'll do that. If I've got to drag you by your boots, I'll do that. If I've got to drag you by your trousers, I will do that. Why? Because I want you to know there is so much more in God for you. There is so much more that God has in store for you and your children and your family and your business. When Jesus died, come on, the power of God was made manifest. As a matter of fact, when he was still at the whipping post, and ordinarily a man who had suffered the abuse that he suffered and the physical anguish would have died, but it was the power of God that kept Jesus alive. He could not die at a whipping post. Why? He had to die on a cross because the Bible says, cursed is he who hangs on a cross. It's the power of God that kept Jesus alive at the whipping post. And then when he died on that cross and breathed his last, again, the power of God was unleashed. What happened, Pastor? The veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. How did that happen? The power of Almighty God. The Bible says there was earthquakes and rumblings. In fact, all of creation knew that something stupendous had just taken place. The power of God manifest. Hallelujah. Placed in a tomb. And then 3 days later, all of the power of God was mustered to raise Jesus back to life again. Hallelujah. And then 50 days from thence, what happened? 120 in the upper room. They were worshiping. They were pressing in. Come on. They weren't backing away from God. They weren't looking to do as little for God as possible. They were saying, we're here. We committed. How much more, God? We're pressing in. We're going for it, man. We're going for it. Bump your neighbor and say, neighbor, go for it. Come on. Phoenix, bump your neighbor and say, I'm going for it. I'm here to challenge you this morning. You can't dilly-dally. You got to go for it. Every day is an encounter with His power. You say, well, I messed up yesterday. Well, put right. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse you and forgive you of all unrighteousness. Turn your back on that thing. Look unto Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus come upon you. Repent of that thing. Turn back and let the power of God grip your heart. Let the power of God grip your life. Let the power of God get a hold of your business. Some of you need the power of God to shake your business. No, don't call experts. We want to try and educate. We want to try and rehabilitate. God says, just get my power. Just get my power on that business. Just get my presence on that business. Just get my presence on that husband who's not serving God. Just get my presence on that daughter, son that's not serving God. Just get that. No, no, no. Don't worry about anything else. Get my presence. Get my power. God allows you and I to feel, to experience the power so that we in turn can allow others to feel that power. Hallelujah. 120 are in the upper room. My goodness. And suddenly, the power that was in Jesus, the power that was manifested in the ministry of Jesus that started in a church was unleashed upon 120 people. Now, that power resides on the inside of you and me. Hallelujah. All the power that you need to make that business work. All the power that you need to make that marriage work. All the power that you need, hallelujah, to exercise the giftings and callings of God upon your life are residing on the inside of you. I said it's on the inside of you. I said it's on the inside of you. I said it's on the inside of you. God is a God of power, and when He manifests His power, He substantiates Himself. I said that's the way God substantiates Himself. That's the way He affirms Himself. As a matter of fact, the real God kind of faith always, always reveals itself in the power of God. If there's no power in your life, don't say you have faith. You have zero faith. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The faith of God always translates in the power of God. What's that scripture? 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5. Let's read that and I'm closing. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom. I didn't come to tickle your education. I didn't come to scratch an itch in your ear to tell you who the Antichrist is, to tell you some deep revelation about the 666. But I came in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the... I mean, if you can see, the real, true faith of God always translates into the power of God. Hallelujah! Where is that power this morning, church? I said, where is that power this morning? It's floating on some cloud. Huh? It's in Jerusalem. We all have to go to Jerusalem. If you face eastward and bow eastward, you'll get the power. Is that where the power is? Where is the power this morning? Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think or imagine, according to that power that works in you. That power that works in you. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up this morning all over this place. I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's one of the ways we can activate that power. That's one of the ways that we can stir. Don't. If you talk to the flesh, you will stir the flesh. Demons come when you arouse the flesh, but the Spirit of God comes when you arouse your spirit man. Come on, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Let's stir up our spirit. Hembon se davante. In the lamanto, lembro se precanta, in darobro se precante, in derebano sa proconomonte. That's right, keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, stir your spirit man up. Come on, let your spirit man come alive this morning. Oh, come on, worship Him in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Come on, lift your voice. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. God is not embarrassed about you this morning. God is not ashamed of you this morning. Therefore, lift up your voice. Lift up your heart. Come on, man of God. Come on, woman of God. Lift your voice. Open your heart. Raise your hands this morning. Every eye closed. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey. Come on, that's right. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Come on, they're in Phoenix right now. Lift your voice. Everybody praying in the Holy Ghost. There's an atmosphere for miracles. There's an atmosphere here this morning for signs and wonders. Some of you are going to get delivered. Your thinking is going to change. Your attitude is going to change. Some of you have got bitterness and disappointment. God's busy taking out that right now. Bitterness and disappointment. Come on. Some of you have hardened your hearts. Some of you have become flippant and casual in God. Some of you have lost the fear of God. It's time for the fear to come back. It's time for purity to come back. It's time for righteousness to come back. Come on, come on. Don't worry what's happening in the world. Don't worry what's happening in our country. But lift your eyes. Come on. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? Hey! That's right. Come on. He's the Lord mighty, the Lord strong. Oh! Hallelujah! 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 Keep praying. Come on, that's right, church. Keep praying this morning. Oh, berabasere mantana maya la mande. Ina la mande berabasere la maya. Ina la mande berabasere la mande la maya ande. Ina la maya la mando. Ina la ya. Ina la masere brende. Come on, that's right, just a little bit longer. Keep praying in the Spirit. Keep praying in the Spirit. Every eye closed. Don't look around. Just focus on God right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, come on right now. Cry out to God this morning. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Oh, he's the Holy One of Israel. Oh, you are the Holy One.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? He's mighty in battle. The Lord strong and mighty. Say, who is this King of Glory? Is mighty in battle. Oh, we worship, we worship, we worship.
Come on, just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. Something's happening this morning. Come on, bondages are being broken right now. I see chains that are beginning to break in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands right now, because I sense something happening in the name of Jesus right now. Father, I thank you. Even generational things, God is busy right now by his power breaking generational things. God spoke to Abraham and said, I want you to come out of your family. I want you to come out of your country. I want you to come out of your home. That doesn't mean to say we have to turn our backs on our moms and dads and families, but he was talking about cultural backgrounds. He was talking about mindsets that had been generated generations ago that are not biblical, that are not biblical this morning. Now, don't get mad with me. We're either of the kingdom or we are not. And there are generational things this morning that God wants to break over our minds. Some of it is generational poverty. Some of it is generational thinking. Some of it is generational sicknesses. We have transferred sicknesses. We have transferred poverty. We have transferred all kinds of maladies because we haven't come out, because we haven't turned our back. Some of you have got still doors and windows open. But this morning, come on, lift your hands right now. Lift your hands. I see chains breaking this morning. Lord, I come against lying devils. I come against every seducing spirit, blinding spirits, deceiving spirits, in the name of Jesus. That right now, Father, all, even that which has hidden itself in the realm of the flesh, and we have thought it to be of the realm of the spirit, right now, I pray that you would expose those areas in us. I pray that you would reveal those areas, my God, where we have compromised, where we have shrunk back, where we have pulled back from you. Show us those areas this morning where demon spirits have enveloped us, my God, where once we occupied territory, but we shrunk back, we pulled back. And when we did, we allowed demon spirits, we allowed demon thinking, we allowed demon powers, we allowed demonic influence to overset us and overwhelm us. Right now, everybody lift your hands. God is busy showing you those areas. God is busy showing you those areas. No, he's not showing your neighbor. I said he's showing you. I said he's showing you. And when he shows you, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to repent. I want you to repent this morning. Phoenix, I want you to repent. Jesus Stone, I want you to repent. Those of you watching by way of live stream, I want you to repent. You know. There was a time where you were on fire. There was a time where you were going strong in God. There were areas in your life that you had conquered. But now those areas have reconquered you. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Lift your hands, every eye closed. Come on. Come on. Right now, the Holy Spirit is showing you. He's showing you. Some of you were delivered in pornography. What is it that you've been watching lately? Oh. Some of you, God delivered you from a judgmental, critical spirit. What's been coming out of your mouth? Yeah. Come on. Some of you, God delivered from anger. Just an hour ago, what came out of your heart? Come on. Some of you, God delivered from lack and poverty. But it's been a long time since you struck a deal. You know why? Those demons have retaken territory in your life. They've taken territory in your life. Don't get mad with me. If you're getting offended, it's because you're immature. And that's an area that you need to capture back for God. Don't stay a babe. It's a terrible thing to have somebody born again 30, 40 years that's walking around with nappies and still needs to be burped and is still on the milk of the word when they should be on the meat of the word. Don't get mad with me if you're getting offended. Thank God that he's showing you your heart so you can repent this morning. Offense is a sign of immaturity. Keep praying. Come on. Yes, Lord. Oh, we don't want to lose our fear of you. We don't want to be flippant. We don't want to be casual. We don't want to have one foot in and one foot out. My God, let the Spirit of God do a work here. Let the fire of God come this morning. Purge us of mediocrity. Purge us this morning, my God. Burn out the dross. Burn out the carnality. Burn out the immaturity. Burn out the childish things. Burn out the offense, my God. Burn out everything that is not of you. This morning, come on, I want you to cry out to God. Come on, musicians, cry out. Elders, cry out. Lay pastors, cry out. Every person, cry out unto God. Just a couple of minutes more. He's doing a deep work. He's doing a deep work right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Phoenix right now. Cry out. Cry out unto God. Come on. Come on. Let's recapture that territory. Let's recapture the land that we once possessed. Come on. Let's capture back our joy. Let's capture back our righteousness. Let's capture back prosperity. Come on, let's capture back the zeal of God, the passion of God. Come on, family, let's capture back the peace of God. Oh, let's capture back violent spirits of faith. Yay, yay, yay. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you felt bondages breaking this morning? How many of you, God showed you several areas in your life? Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. You know what? Every hand should go up. Every hand should go up. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just before we go this morning. Tonight we're going to continue in the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you about the Holy Ghost tonight. And I want to pray for you to receive the Holy Ghost. You say, well, I've got the Holy Ghost. You need another infilling. That last infilling was years ago. We need refills upon refills upon refills upon refills. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to pray for the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk a little bit about the Holy Ghost, and then I want just to minister in the Holy Ghost and get everybody overflowing in the Holy Ghost. But every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, you're in this place. You say, Pastor, my life is not right with God. As you spoke, I realize that I'm so far away from God. As a matter of fact, I have no peace with God. And there's things that I've done that I'm so terribly ashamed and embarrassed of. But as you spoke this morning, I realized I need Jesus. I realized this morning that He will take me just the way that I am. And He will, my friend, He will. God's arms are open and ready to accept you. But it's based upon your choice. You must will to respond. God allows His presence to come. And then He looks for a response. And this morning, I believe that you have the faith to respond. Those of you in Phoenix, I believe you have the faith to respond. Those of you watching by way of live stream, wherever you are in this whole wide world, I believe you have the faith to respond, to invite Jesus back into your life, to allow His blood to cleanse you and forgive you. I'm going to count to three. When I get to three, I want every hand to go up in this place, in Phoenix, who says, Pastor, I need Jesus. I'm away from God. This morning, I feel God's love pulling me and wooing me back to Him. Would you pray for me? And I will. I want everybody praying. Every eye closed. Here I go. One, two, get ready. Here we go. Three, pop your hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly, lift your hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Quick, quick, quick. Hand up high. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. We're going to pray for you. Put your hands up one more time. One more time. Raise them up. Wave your hands at me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Those of you that have your hands raised, and there's more of you, quickly, I want you to slip up out of your seat. Come down to the front quickly. I want to pray for you. 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 Can we do that song, Your Grace?
I have the grace of God over me. It's all been stripped away. I have the grace of God over me.
One more time.
I have the grace of God over me.
You have the grace.
I have the grace of God over me. No more guilt and shame. It's all been stripped away.
Everybody round about you and say, You have the grace
of God over you. You have the grace of God over you.
Yeah.
No more guilt and shame, 'cause it's all been stripped away. You have the grace.
Now I want the elders, the pastors, lay pastors, any pastors, life group leaders, I want you to come and stand in front of them, and you are going to sing to them this morning. And I want you to say, you have the grace of God over you. You have the grace of God over you. I need more leaders.
No more guilt and shame. It's all been stripped away. You have the grace of God.
I want to hear the voices with the keyboards. One more time. You have the grace of God. Come on, minister love to them. Minister grace to them. Minister the compassion of God. Oh, you're doing beautiful. Now, you guys pray for them. Congregation, because you're singing so great, I want you to do it one more time.
You have the grace of God over you.
I wish somebody could have sung like that when I got born again. One more time. You have the grace. Give them a big round of applause this morning. Thank you, Phoenix, for watching. We love you. Can you give Phoenix a big round of applause? Pastor Mervin, Pastor Enius, all of the elders and lay pastor there. Man, we had a great time last week. I so loved being with you all. And those of you that are watching by way of live stream all over this world, God bless you. Thank you so much for watching. Those of you this morning that are here in the front, would you look at me? I want you to pray this prayer after me, all right? Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
With all of my faults.
With all of my faults.
All of my failures.
All of my failures.
And all of my sin.
And I ask you for forgiveness. And I ask you for forgiveness.
Repent this morning, Lord.
And as I do,
I turn my back on that sin.
Jesus,
with my heart I believe. And
with my mouth
I confess
that you are the Christ,
the Son of the living God. You died for me. And shed your blood for me.
And
you came back to life.
Just for me.
This morning,
I receive eternal life.
And the forgiveness of all of my sins.
Thank you for your power.
Your power.
Your power
that saves me,
heals me,
delivers me,
transforms me,
renews me.
I'll never be the same.
From this day onwards,
my
life has changed.
And I am yours
forevermore.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give them a big round of applause.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Come on.
Yeah.
Make some noise. That's right. Hey, come on.